What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1300 872 911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
18 past 10, that talk number 1300 872 911. This is Michael on the line at Edmonton. G'day, Michael.
Hey, John, how you going?
I'm good, Mike. What are you saying today?
I just was listening to what you're talking about with Des about criminals and break-ins or whatever. We got broken into on Monday last week while we were at work. I've arrived home in the afternoon to a house completely trashed.
No.
And an entry, like, they've literally broken through a fully locked house without giving any specifics, John. It's under police investigation, so I've got to be careful what I say. But just that the moment of walking in your house to see that, John, it's just, oh, I know you see it a lot and you hear it, and you're empathetic to people, but until it happens to you, you just got no idea of that feeling. It's just, and now I'm nervous to be at work.
I bet. Can I just ask you, at what stage did you realise there'd been this catastrophic event? Had you actually opened the door, or was the door left open? What was your first sign?
So I pulled up, you know what, we've got cameras, John, and that day I had a late lunch, and I normally just check, flick through on my lunch break, and I didn't that day because it was a later lunch and I was a bit busy, and man, that's just, I was sort of blaming myself for not looking, but they gained a rear entry, so not on the roadside, so I had no idea when I pulled up. I pulled up at home.
Okay.
My wife wasn't too far behind me. I opened the front door and I could hear a beeping noise. I looked in, I see the fridge left wide open. And on checking the cameras, it'd been open for 4 hours. So not only was the break-in, stuff stolen, a completely trash house, all our food was gone. It's just like, you got no idea, John. I just yelled and screamed the top of my voice. And at the point, my wife turned up and she come running. What's happened? So don't touch anything. Look at the house. And our three pets were missing as well because the door was open. And one's really sick and just it just felt like vomiting, John. It's just so bad. And the repercussions of, you know, like, surely you've broken in, but you steal stuff and we got stuff missing and stuff that can't be replaced, like jewellery and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, really?
That's been handed down from my parents, like, to my kids, their grandkids.
God.
We'll never see that again.
No
insurance is going to replace that. And insurance companies, they want receipts. And, I mean, who keeps receipts, stuff from 20 years ago?
Exactly.
And not even with modern stuff. I mean, you might have a trace somewhere on a bank printout or something, but it's just, what do you do, John? You can't blame, the police doing a fantastic job and they are so busy. And these offenders get taken to court or whatever, they're quickly released and there we go again. The circle continues and, like, the politicians, what's going on? Like, are they just so soft? And you never hear of them until when they want to get voted for. We voted early this week. We went down and we left on a Friday and that was the first day. We were so nervous just to go 10 minutes down the road to do a pre-poll.
Yeah.
And we quickly got home because we were so nervous about being away. And I said to the lady when I was voting, I said, who are these people? I don't even know who they are. And we're supposed to vote for them. And what do they stand for? You never hear of them. They just turn up to get a vote to get a job position. And then they disappear again. That's probably a harsh thing to say, but that's sort of, I don't know. Politicians, we need someone that's going to stand there and stand up for everyone and change the laws.
Thank you. Exactly.
Change the way the judges are setting that. The judges need to set the standard. Like, if I'm going to go out and break into a house and know that nothing's going to happen, I'll just keep doing it.
Of course.
You would, wouldn't you?
Of course.
Just the way things are.
Thank you.
And if
we all know this, but sadly, you've got people who are the practitioners of the law, and the law's required to provide deterrence to this obscenely destructive behaviour, particularly by young people, and yet they ignore that point altogether, and they put in people who are obviously directed to let these kids off again and again and again and again, regardless of the misery, the suffering, the agony, sometimes psychological impact of their crime. They're out the door. I mean, as quick as looking at them, it's just, it infuriates all of us. Thousands and thousands of victims out here like you, because there's no penalty. No penalty.
There's no penalty.
It's disgraceful. It's almost like the law is on the side of the lawbreakers. It's the opposite of what it should be.
Yeah, like creating jobs.
It's just infuriating.
We had to take the whole week off, John, my wife and I. We just celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary, and like our whole life, every room, every cupboard was turned. And it's not just that; it's just the whole week to clean up and put everything back and find out what's missing, and then the police, like the fingerprint dust, and it's just the whole. And then they ripped the cameras off our walls prior to breaking in. So, but we got footage, but now we got to replace stuff, and then we got our insurance has a an excess, so that's more. It's just money. It's just, and the fear of going home, and John, I'll tell you, I sat on the couch all week. I was just nodding off with a baseball bat in my hand, waiting for him to come back.
Yeah,
and I just sat up like on night shift so my wife could have a sleep. She's, we've got that many tears in our house.
Really?
It's so bad. We just need a politician to change this court system. If these kids aren't, they're tried as kids, right? They're not pinching lollies from a corner shop or your mate's school bag with a bit of change. They're literally breaking into houses, like pulling doors that are fully locked off the walls, trashing your house, and they get tried in a... They're doing adult crimes.
Of course they are. And these are very dangerous crimes, because violence is now part of the whole incursion into your home. If you happen to disturb them, you're risking a knife attack or whatever. So why are they doing that? Because fundamentally the message given to these evil little bastards is there's no penalty for doing what you want. If you feel evil, you can express it any way you like. You'll end up before a magistrate who fundamentally will be sympathetic, clearly. Why do you know that? Because you look at the penalties handed down, which are totally ineffective. It's infuriating. I'm glad you brought this up. When you're talking to politicians at every level, whether it's this Saturday, local government elections, or the one coming up in October, talk to them about what you're putting up with. Talk to those so-called representatives about what happened to Michael at Edmonton, which is you, which has just happened yesterday week. Talk to them about that misery, and that could be you next time, and you know it's going to be hundreds, if not thousands, of people in North Queensland over the next 12 months. Why? Yeah. Because these children, largely it's children up to 17, are rewarded with no penalty. I mean, they'll get remonstrated. Oh, the judge will say, you shouldn't do that. That is disgraceful. Make sure you don't do it again, because there'll be penalties that apply. And they come in again a week or 2 weeks later, and there's still no penalty. It goes on and on and on. The crime gets worse and worse virtually by the week, by the month. And still you get no response from the people we elect to protect us.
You're right, John. It's just, we need to do something. Someone needs to do something.
At every level of government. I've got to say, to her great credit, I've said it on numerous occasions, Jenny Hill AM is the mayor of Townsville, and you've heard what's happened down in Townsville. If anything, I know it's hard to imagine, it's even worse than here possibly. But she got sick of this claptrap at, we're the local government level. No, it's none of our responsibility. We just look the other way and hope for the best. Yeah, sure. She said no. Yeah. We're under siege down here in Townsville. I'm the leader of this community. I am making a stand and demanding action. That's what we need at the local government level here. And that should be happening everywhere. Don't stand by and watch this obscenity with people like Michael and his family out there at Edmonton copying that. And that, if you haven't been broken into when you're at work or whatever, now you know how bad, how devastating it can be. You know the food from the fridge. Was it stolen or just left to rot?
Left to rot. Yeah. The fridge was the pantry was empty, and that all the alcohol and all the gifts we got for our 30th, but that's just all right. It's yes. just stuff we used to have.
Yes.
It's just now we've got to replace it, and oh, I don't know. And now the 1,000 phone calls to the insurance company, and you miss calls, and you try and return calls, but you still got to go to work, and yeah. you can't take the phone calls because you're at work, and then oh, it's just crap, John. Mm. It's just someone's got to do something. And
exactly.
You see, you hear about all these vigilantes, and man, maybe that's the thing. Maybe we should all get together and do it our own way. But then you get in trouble for doing that.
Oh, exactly.
If you catch, if I was at home that day and I caught them in my house, what would happen to me if exactly. I got into them? I'd be exactly. charged with assault.
And you'd go before the same magistrate who just let them out a week ago, and she'd be 10 times harsher with you than she would be yeah. with the offender. Look, it's just so wrong. It's fundamentally, we all know what's going on is not just obscene, it's got to stop. By the way, if and you may be one of the people that believe, oh, no, it's nothing to do with local government. You got the chance. When you go down to the polling booth, because they're all there pleading for your vote, say, by the way, what do you think about the crime going on? Have you got an opinion?
Yeah.
And if they say no and it's nothing to do with us, find somebody else to bloody vote for. At least get somebody in this coming Saturday that's got a strong opinion on taking action that's urgently needed. Now, whether or not they're saying, well, all right, we'll go to the local state member and demand action or whatever, as long as they've got a proactive opinion on helping us all out through this nightmare, if they haven't got that, they don't deserve your vote.
That's right. And I rang our local state member. Can I say his name? Everyone knows who he is.
Yeah.
And I rang Curtis's office, and he was away at Parliament. And I had a good chat with the lady in the office. But then just, like, there's no follow-up phone call from them to us. And there's no, you feel like you had a good conversation, but really, are they listening? Do they really care? I don't know.
It's heartbreaking, Michael. Look, I've got to say it to you. The vast majority of people in this town are fed up to the teeth with it. So we've just got to all keep banging the drum and more effectively and louder to get attention. I really appreciate you sharing that with
Thanks,
us today. Thank you.
You know what? We're locals and I'm a local and we all grew up here. If I did something wrong, I'd get my ass kicked, John, and you wouldn't do it again.
Yes, exactly.
And it's just the way of it's parenting and things have changed and I don't know. Thanks for your call, John. I really appreciate
it. Thank you sharing it with us. Hopefully it'll gird our loins for the battle ahead. Michael on the line there at Edmonton.